Simon Says. What do you say, Simon?
Kath, we haven't had a chance to talk about my recent travels, and I've really wanted to speak to you about it. And I specifically haven't.
Did you choose like the most anti-Semitic countries you could possibly go to?
Yeah, it's exactly what we did. It's exactly what we did.
Okay.
But I kind of tried to park that. So you arrive in Vienna, and Vienna is possibly one of the most imperial, beautiful, mind-numbingly gorgeous cities you've ever seen in your whole life.
Yep.
Every second building is more beautiful than the one preceded it. The way the city is set out is just grand and opulent and magnificent. It makes you actually feel rather small. So there I was feeling like somewhat intimidated by the city, and I thought, time to go and have a look at Judenplatz, which is Jew Square, for want of a better word. Number one, to find it wasn't the most easy thing in the world. Number two, when I did find it, it was kind of odd, because whereas all the other squares that one had seen in Vienna were sort of organic and seemed to grow out of their milieu and there was a reason for them being there, this kind of seemed strange. It was in the middle of nowhere, between buildings, lovely, peaceful, but odd. So then you dig a little deeper and you ask a couple of questions and you say, why is there this place at all? Why is there this massive, empty space in the middle of such an opulent city?
Good question.
Yeah, and the reason isn't what you wanted it to be. The reason is that in 1421, the entire Jewish community was burnt to the ground and expelled. Those who didn't manage to flee and get to Hungary were burnt at the stake. I can't vouch for the following. I don't know if it's true or not, but according to the literature that I've read, the rabbi, in an attempt to stop his own congregation from being burnt at the stake, killed them to save them from such an awful death. So it's a very jarring, very bizarre place, but at the same time is oddly peaceful. Then you turn around and you look at the other end of the square, and there is an enormous bunker-like structure that takes up pretty much a third of the northern part of the square. And it doesn't make sense. What is a bunker doing in the middle of a square in Austria? It just doesn't make sense. It seems warlike. It seems Hitlerian bunkers. And then you walk closer and you notice it's not actually a bunker. It's a locked library made out of concrete. And then your brain starts.
Why lock up books?
Yeah. Why concrete? What is this all about? It's a memorial to the 65,000 Viennese Jews who were murdered in the Holocaust.
Wow.
The library's walls are made out of concrete books. Books that will never be opened and stories that will never be told. And it is just so unbelievably moving in its absolute simplicity. Luckily enough, I was there when an Israeli guide happened to be there at the same time, and I heard him talking about a plaque on the wall opposite. According to the plaque, which was put up in 1600, celebrating the eviction and murder of the Jews in 1421, something to the effect of, as the flood purified Noah, so the flames will purify the city from the Jewish dogs. And you cannot but put two and two together. You cannot but link what was on the wall from the 1600s and the 1400s to that enormous concrete library of stories that will not be told, because the link is absolutely obvious.
Taking your comments, join the conversation. 061-895-1019. Have you traveled Europe? Have you been to Vienna? I want to hear more about maybe over the course of this week, Simon. Every day we can talk about a different
There were other aspects of it. And in a way, because it was such a shocking place, Kathy, it was oddly peaceful.
Incredible. A bit like Poland. You know, graveyards, very peaceful places.
I haven't been to Poland. High on my list.
There we go. 061-895-1019. That's the SMS line. You can also WhatsApp. That's the WhatsApp line. You can SMS us on 34519. Those SMSs are charged at R1.50. We asked you on the Hebrew word of the day. Bakbuk. So we've got two alons, and I've checked the numbers. So one alon says, is bakbuk a Facebook for antelope. Oh my gosh, Alon.
Was that my sounds?
Oh my gosh, lots of unsigned giving the correct answer. Alon Berman says, bottle, bottle, bottle.
But that's exactly what it sounds like. It's the sound of water or liquid leaving a bottle. It's the air going in. It's a
or it
great
sounds like
word.
A chicken. It's Mervin also says it's a bottle. So thank you so much. So that is today's Hebrew word. It is bakbuk, and it means a bottle.
Which you cannot use in the context of "I will bottle up my emotions." It doesn't work in
Hebrew.
Bakbuk
my emotions.
Doesn't work.
Let me tell you what's coming up in the next hour. We've got the Israel report with Rolene Marks. Looking very forward to speaking to her. There was a terror attack earlier today in Hebron. Also, we can talk about Jordan Ends, the Isle of Peace lease. I didn't even know about the Isle of Peace lease. It's only when these things get cancelled. So understand that this is part of the larger peace agreement between Jordan and Israel. It was automatically renewed every 25 years, this lease. Okay, Israel ceded that land to Jordan as part of this peace agreement. As part of the same peace agreement, Jordan said, okay, well, you know what? You're giving us the land. We're going to lease it to you. And every 25 years, it will automatically renew. That hasn't happened. They have decided to take that clause out.
Because the
deal itself, you know, the implications of this are massive. We're going to be speaking to Rolene Marks about that. But the peace deal itself is still in place, and that's very important.
Yes, it is, but it's not a warm peace, and this is just so utterly disheartening because it almost goes to show that there's no trust between the sides.
Yeah.
And that's what's just, oh my goodness, Vienna, and I'm really doing a happy thing today, aren't I?
So happy.